What was your take on the presentation by Rob Coleman at the last ASCO meeting about Bone from Attack?
That was helpful as well, because I recognize that all the AIs have ancillary bone studies. And then I think the reason we talk about the Attack study a little bit is because it's 3 years ahead of everybody. So now they're the first ones to report 5 years of data, which is nice. They have 300-some patients, 5 years of anastrozole, 5 years of tamoxifen, and about an 8% difference in bone. So it's very significant statistically, but one has to remember then how much bone loss do you need to drop a T-score? It's 10 to 12% to go from normal to osteoporosis. It's 20 to 25% bone loss. There aren't big numbers, but nobody in that group who had normal bone mineral density got to osteoporosis with 5 years of aromatase inhibitor therapy. And then once you get to osteoporosis, you have to look at the subgroups of the pivotal trials for alendronate, which were 1,000 women with osteoporosis, 1,000 women with osteoporosis, 4 years of alendronate, 4 years of placebo, and it was 2% versus 1% hip fracture. So that turned out to be a $4 billion drug in the United States. In many European countries, they looked at it, says it just doesn't pencil out, you know, in terms of risk kind of benefit. The other issue is, has a hip fracture ever occurred in a breast cancer patient who hasn't had a resection in the United States? That would be a challenge question. Maybe you can see if your listeners can provide that information, because that's one of the concerns about giving aromatase inhibitors is a hip fracture risk. When I look at this accumulated data set, it just seems like it would be very unlikely that if you're treating 50 and 60-year-olds with aromatase inhibitors for 5 years that you're going to see any hip fractures.